This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Corrections officials are afraid of what could happen if COVID-19 really breaks out at Colorado's prisons, so they're taking some unusual steps. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Department of Corrections Director Dean Williams has been working on retooling the state's prison system since he started the job last year, with the aim of reducing how many people Colorado incarcerates. He told advocates in a Facebook town hall recently that the COVID-19 pandemic could yield some opportunities to continue that effort.
I think it's going to push us to be very creative and to think about how we're doing prison.
The governor has given Williams the power to release inmates early to reduce crowding. Around 150 prisoners so far are slated to be let go. Some have existing medical problems. Others would have qualified for parole in the next year anyway. Officials are releasing people who didn't have much time left on their sentences and are mostly nonviolent. This effort, combined with a moratorium on taking new inmates from county jails, has helped drop Colorado's prison population below 17,000 people for the first time in a decade. Williams says this is in anticipation of bad times ahead.
The wave is still coming to the prison system. I want to be very clear about that.
Colorado has only had 9 prison inmates and 9 employees test positive for COVID-19 so far. But the number infected could be far higher. The state is starting intensive testing inside the Sterling Correctional Facility, which has had nearly all of the identified cases. Attorney Gail Johnson represents several convicted felons inside various facilities. She says the DOC has been too slow to adopt social distancing inside.
Last week at Denver Women's Correctional Facility, the prison held a movie night. 150 female prisoners sitting shoulder to shoulder in plastic chairs.
In the last week, corrections officials have become more strict about preventing big gatherings and games. But Johnson worries.
At this point, the horse has left the barn. So I think there's imperative right now to try and protect those vulnerable people.
Across the country, many prisons are suffering massive COVID-19 outbreaks. It remains to be seen whether the steps Colorado is taking are enough to prevent that from happening here. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thanks for listening this morning.